Well, hello, and welcome to a special holiday edition of Dirty Nothings. Actually, you know what? Fuck that. I don't need some fucking capitalist to tell me that I should treat you right, and your pleasure matters, and you deserve to feel amazing all the time. So what I'm going to do this Valentine's Day is I'm going to treat you with the care and attention that I treat you every other day of the year. Lucky you, right? And it's wintertime, at least, in my hemisphere. And I don't know where you are, but if it is, it's so cold. And I work from home a lot. I feel terrible when you have to go out and, into the horrible winter. Or, hey, depending on where you are, maybe it's really, really hot. But when you come back, and I've, just been hanging out all day, in socks, basketball shorts around the house, I want to do something, a little special, especially on those days where you're not feeling, at your best, or it was kind of rough, or you're tense, your shoulders are really tight and you just need to relax. So this Valentine's Day, let's do that. So I was thinking, what could I do? What could I do after a long day where you just want to relax and I just want to make you feel good? So I thought I would run us a bath. Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've been moved in for a little while and I don't think we've gotten to share it, have we? And I know you've seen pictures of my cat. And it's a really, really nice tub and it's really, really nice for two. So I've had it running. Oh, and would you look at that? It's just about full. Oh, and let me check. Oh, and it's just the perfect temperature. Your perfect temperature. It's like I read your mind. So what I would like to ask now is, why are your clothes still on? I want you to get naked with me right now and let's get in this thing and let's relax. I want to sit down in it and just soak, and you can get in and sit in front of me, and I can put my arms around you and put gentle kisses on your ears and all over you. However, that's it. Okay. Disrobe. All right. Well, okay. Let me do it as well. Now I'm ready to jump in this thing with you. So yeah, we're both naked, and it's kind of cold still. So, I come up and put my arms around you and just give you some gentle, gentle kisses on your forehead, just holding you close. And your body feels so good against me, the warmth of your skin. And I missed you. I missed you all day. Like, feeling that is just so, so nice when it's cold. And sometimes cold can just stick with you, can't it? And when you come inside, like, no matter what you do, you just can't get warm. So I'm here with my two-person jacuzzi tub, my strong hands, my warm lips, and, admittedly, now my hard cock, to make sure, we get you nice and warmed up. So you can sink into the tub with me. And I'm, I'm sitting there, my arms and legs kind of spread, and it's kind of a wide tub, so you could just get in and kind of in between my legs and just lean back into me, and you can feel the jets just kind of pulsing into your sides, and it's such a nice feeling. And the water is just that perfect temperature, kind of the temperature where it's almost a little too hot, but it's not. And you know that in just a minute, it's going to feel phenomenal, and you're going to be so relaxed. Well, that's just the temperature it is. My hands just start to, moving up and coming up from your thighs and just, applying pressure, just working that tension kind of out of your thighs and your hamstrings, kind of where your body carries it if you've been, out walking around, commuting, walking to the train, especially out in the cold. So your muscles are getting nice and warm. My strong hands are just, they're just rubbing and taking that tension away. And all the while, my lips are just working up in the back of your neck, and your ears, along with my breath, and, you know, the warm steam, oh, it feels so good, especially after you've been breathing cold air outside. And it's just so relaxing, and it's so nice to be here with you. And you can just hear those contented moans, breaths in your ears, while I kissed up and down from your shoulders. And I move my hands up, and just maybe my fingertips just going up your sides, up the sides of your rib cage. And maybe right where your ribs kind of come out of the water, just where that little bit of cold air is, kind of just maybe running my fingernails up there, sending those chills and those goosebumps up your neck that I can feel against my lips. And it feels just, it feels so good when your body responds to me, knowing how you react when I touch you, how I can make you feel tingles or chills or an ache. Oh, but doesn't this feel nice? Oh, God, yeah, it does. All my attention. And, you know, hey, I have been around the house, but my work can be kind of stressful too, so it feels good to loosen up. And it feels good to loosen up with you. And my hands, of course, would make their way out your front, up your tummy, and up under your gorgeous, gorgeous tits. And your nipples are so, so hard. All those goosebumps on your skin. God, I know my fingertips running across your breasts and just the very, very tips of my fingers. Just teasing on your nipples, just both hands taking my middle finger. And almost the air is touching them more than my fingers are, but just gently making circles. Ever so gently making circles on both your nipples. Kissing the back of your neck. Kissing your ears. Feeling the warm water and the jets and my body just squeezing around you, knowing that you're here with me and your mind, and you're not going anywhere and nothing. Oh, nothing at all bad's going to happen when you're here with me in this wonderful, relaxing jacuzzi tub. And so I tell you to just keep grinding your hips into me. And I reach around you, and I reach around you with my left arm, and I grab your right, just your right breast, and I squeeze it. And I work the nipple between my fingers and just rub your little clit with my right hand. Just little circles, not too hard, gently, but just feeling your body respond, just reading how you react to me and giving you just enough pressure to slowly bring you there. No, I'm in no hurry at all. Oh, it feels so good to just feel you shake and tense and your hands just dig into my thighs. And I tell you to squeeze, and it's okay to squeeze. Dig your nails in, dig your fingers in, because I want you to come. I want to play with your little cunt until you come for me. Oh, and it feels so good. All the warmth. All the warmth around us. Fuck. Oh, and your body just working and pressing into me. You're almost trying to squirm away, but you can't go anywhere. I've got my arm around you, and I'm still squeezing. I'm squeezing your breast and your nipple between my fingers. Oh, and doesn't it feel so good? Oh, God, me just giving you that gentlest pinch on your nipple and my teeth. No, my breath and my lips on your ears. God, it feels so fucking good. But I want you to get there. I want you to come for me, because God, I can't. I fucking cannot wait to be inside you. Fuck. Really, just recording this, it's almost painful, because I want to fuck you so bad right now. I don't know. I want to find you and do it instead of sitting here with these fucking microphones. But no. Oof. Fuck. I would want you to get there, sweetheart. God. And just feeling your body as you get there closer and closer to climax. Fuck. Oh, God. And when you finally fucking did and released, and it has to feel so fucking good, all of that warm water and me just surrounding you, squeezing and pressing you into me. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, it feels so fucking amazing. It's other fucking worldly, isn't it? Oh, God. And then I would just have to fucking take you, and I would squeeze you around your middle, and I would kind of pick you up and kind of get up at the same time. And I have a towel just over the side of the tub, and I would want you to put your elbows there And just get on your knees and I'll hold your hips up and I'm just going to fucking pound into your cunt from behind. Oh, so fucking hard and so goddamn deep. And then your pussy's still fucking throbbing because you just came for me. Oh, and I love that fucking feeling. I'm just how you can feel my fucking heartbeat in my cock. I can feel your heart beating in your cunt. God, and you're just fucking gripping me and squeezing and it just feels perfect. So fucking perfect. Your little cunt was just made for my cock. Oh God, and I just feel so fucking lucky that I get to be here in this wonderful warm environment just filling you, stretching your little cunt. Oh God. Oh, and I am just so fucking hard on my side. God, as soon as I am done with this, I am going to fucking just, oh my God, I am going to jerk the shit out of my cock. Because thinking of getting there and just seeing your shoulders just ripple as you writhe and press your upper body under that towel, just allow me to just pick you up by the hips and fuck you back into me so goddamn fucking deep. And I'm going to make a mess of your little cunt. Oh, fuck. I want to just shoot my load so deep inside you and then just keep fucking it into you, making a goddamn fucking mess. Oh, my God. Oh. God, and while you're there, I would pull my cock out and I would make sure that your back was nice and hollowed out and your ass was just pointed into the air. And I would get behind you and I would tell you to push my cum out of your cunt so I could fucking eat it. Oh, and I would lick every last drop of my cum out of your delicious, delicious pussy. Fuck, and that's like, that is better than any fucking chocolate on Valentine's Day. That is my treat. Don't worry about getting me candy or a card or anything. As long as I can eat my cum out of your delicious, delicious cunt. You know, that's a happy Valentine's Day indeed. Well, it's been nice bathing with you. And whether it's been for sleep or relaxation, rest well.